Test for Shabbat, 31st of January, Rabbi Ilan Halvishar. Ilan, Ilan, Bamor Berechacho.
It's not such a great chiddush that they asked Ilan to speak on the Tu B'Shvat. But perhaps more of a chiddush is that not everybody knows that my wife is also called Root. It happens to also be connected, that there's lots of connections here between Ilan, Ilan, Bama, Varechacha. And the truth is, it makes us think, what does this day actually teach us? Tu B'Shvat, what do we have to learn from Tu B'Shvat? In general, we can ask anyway, why are we so set, in Yiddishkeit, in Torah, we're so set on the agricultural cycle of the year? It's a lot to do with, you know, the trees, perhaps we could say a little bit bluntly, what's it got to do with me? I can answer that for myself personally a little bit, Ilan, but for everybody, what does a tree have to do with us? The new year for the trees, it almost, we don't know where to put it. And in fact, it's not just the new year for the trees, of course, because we realize that the entire year, the Yomim Tovim of the year, also revolve around the land. The Torah names for the Yomim Tovim are names that we would not have given to the Yom Tov. We wouldn't have said the primary theme of Sukkot is Chag HaOsif, the festival of the ingathering of the harvest. It's a yes, we know it's that time of year. Shavuos, Chag HaKotzer, Chag HaOviv, Pesach. These are the Lashonas, these are the expressions given by the Torah. The Torah gives the definition of the Yom Tovim is all to do with the season of the year and where we're up to in the agricultural cycle. Which is interesting. Why would that be the case? It seems to be something which needs explanation. More than that, also interesting to note, the Yom Tovim all take place on one half of the year. If you split the year from Nisan, Tishrei, right? Nisan to Tishrei, that's where we have the Yomim Tovim from the Torah. Pesach begins in Nisan, we have Shavuos and Sivan, and of course we have Sukkot when it comes to Tishrei. That's only half the year. 6 months a year we have Yomim Tovim, 6 months that we don't have Yomim Tovim. At least Torah, so we have Hanukkah and Purim, but we're in those 6 months where there's no Yomim Tovim. So clearly that's also relevant to this cycle. So what has it got to do with us? Adam Eitz HaSadeh, the Pasuk says. A person, a man, is the Eitz HaSadeh is compared to the tree of the field. Which sounds very nice and very poetic, but also needs explanation. In what way is man like the tree of a field? The halacha is that when you go out to war, you're not allowed to cut down fruit trees. You have to be careful, you're not allowed to cut down, not just going out to war, that's the Pasuk. But halacha lemaisa, you have a fruit tree in your garden, it's bothering you, it's obstructing your vision. It's not posha that you could just cut it down. Can't do that. A fruit, because Adam Eitz HaSadeh, Pasuk in the Torah. So what does this mean, that a man is the tree of the field? You know, this year it dawned upon me, I was thinking about this, and it bothered me, and I wanted to try and give an answer to the following problem that I had for many years. Often you have a shayla in Shech Yonu. When do you make a Shech Yonu? Shech Yonu, Kimon Migyon Lazman Azeh. There's often a shayla. When do you make a Shech Yonu? Do you make a Shech Yonu on a new suit? Well, back in the day, buying a new suit was something very unusual, and if you bought a new suit, you made a Shech Yonu, you felt good. Nowadays, a bit more of a shayla, because people buy new suits more often. Is it something that you make a Shech Yonu on? A shayla, it's not so posh. A new coat. Now really, the gedder there, the definition is going to be, well, do you feel besimcha? Is it just another suit? Is it like, wow, I haven't had a new suit in ages, or a new coat? So then, you make a Shech Yonu. Do you make a Shech Yonu if you buy a new washing machine? Well, if you buy a new kelim, the Mishnah says, you buy a kelim chadashim, you have to make Shech Yonu. Now, whenever there's a shayla in Shech Yonu, you often hear people say, well, you're not sure what to do. Do I make Shech Yonu on the new suit? Or don't make a new suit. You know what? Get a new fruit and make Shech Yonu on that, and you're part of the suit. Or, for example, Yom Tov Sheni. Do we make a Shech Yonu? Don't make a Shech Yonu. It's a shayla. The best thing to do is, if you've got a new fruit, then make Shech Yonu on that and part of the Yom Tov. I don't get it. Here am I, and I'll tell you where this question came most in my mind. Here am I here with my new suit. I'm not sure which and instead, this is a shayla. But the star fruit, Shech Yonu. Oh, that's a Shech Yonu. What's going on? And I'll tell you where this came up most when I first this hit me. Baruch Hashem, I had a son who was bar mitzvah. So there's a shayla in the poskim. Do you make a shechiyonu the first time you put on tefillin? The first time you're doing the mitzvah is tefillin. I guess any mitzvah you could ask as well. Every single mitzvah you do after bar mitzvah, there's a shayla. But tefillin, you sort of feel it the most. Tefillin, the first time putting on tefillin, it's a major event. You feel it yourself. You think to yourself, what's the shayla? If you can't say shechiyonu on tefillin, what are you going to say shechiyonu on? Oh, it's a shayla. Where do you say shechiyonu? So what do? You get yourself a new fruit, and you can pass it to tefillin. What is going on here? I don't understand. The new fruit, that you don't have any shayla about. But the tefillin, or the new suit, shayla, do the new fruit. Why? You think I'm that excited about the fruit? Now, even if it's a shayla, what do you make a shechiyonu on? Shechiyonu can't be made on something which, if it's been around all year and it's a common fruit, you just happen to not have had it in a while, you don't make shechiyonu on that. It's got to be something unusual. Well, Baruch Hashem, for the shops here, I was thinking, I mean, the fruit that you've got here, you know, these interesting, weird-looking dragon fruits from Thailand and other strange fruits, which, you know, keep us still on the shechiyonu track, I hope. And that you can make a shechiyonu on. But you do ask yourself, that gives me hana? So it's not so posh, brother, that it has to give you hana. Doesn't... What about the shayla the poskim discuss? What about if you're having a fruit that you don't get particular pleasure from? I mean, how much pleasure do you get from a fruit anyway? But you don't get so excited when you see a star fruit. Doesn't matter, you still say shechiyonu. Poskim still say you say shechiyonu. The consensus is machlokes, but the consensus is even if you don't feel, wow, there's a new fruit, doesn't matter, it makes shechiyonu. So why? What's in a fruit that can lead you to say shechiyonu more than my new suit, more than my new washing machine? Which is a shayla, and my new tefillin, it's a shayla, but the fruit, that we're fine with. Yeah?
Those bits of shechiyonu on shoes because tzav al chaim, why should you have it on tefillin? Just because it's the mitzvah?
What's the tzav al chaim? What's the animal there?
Yeah.
Shoes is one thing, tefillin gets an aliyah.
Yeah,
honestly, maybe you're not getting hana from it. Okay, I hear. Oh, there, yeah. Possible shot.
What's the brother
of the new
washing
machine? Shechiyonu?
Just
Shechiyonu. Yeah. But on a new washing machine.
Even a second-hand car. 40.
A car, yeah, you get a car. Even a second-hand car, you make Shechiyonu off a second-hand car. Depends which car. If it only gets to the place in his mother's mind. Anyway. Okay, so let's first talk about Adam Eitz HaSodeh. We'll speak about the agricultural cycle, and then we'll get back to the shechiyonu on the dragon fruit, whatever it's called. Star fruit, dragon fruit, all of them just as interesting. So Adam Eitz HaSodeh, a man is the tree of the field. It's interesting to note that a tree is an interesting phenomenon. You know, we get so used to certain things that you don't appreciate what it actually means. But if in theory, imagine there would only be one tree in the world, and that tree was just outside this room, this place in the bush. Imagine there'd be one tree. Every paper would be there. They'd cordon off the area as we examine this strange phenomena of something coming up out of the ground, growing these interesting branches, eventually growing, we'd watch it, we'd analyze it, growing fruit. We would be blown away. I mean, the only reason we're not is because we're just used to trees. But it's a strange phenomenon. Because a tree lasts for many, 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 many years. Many years. And a good tree will be able to produce fruit consistently every year. Different to a vegetable, for example. If you plant or seeds or vegetables, the crop is whatever you have and that's it. For the next year, you've got to do the whole thing again. A tree, it's already there, and year in, year out, can produce the fruit. So we have to understand that what is the job of a tree and why is it similar to a human being? Because the Torah is described as mayim. Let's go back to the source of all the trees. Where does the tree get its koyach from? From the mayim, from the rain. So what's rain all about? So we know the Torah is compared to mayim. Not just mayim, but geshem. Right? Hazivim. Hazivim ha-shamayim v'adaber b'sishmaris imerifi. Ya'arayif kamotar likhi. That my teaching will come down to you. My teaching, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will come down to you, kamota like rain. Tizalka talimusi, also comparison to tal as well. My teaching comes down like rain. The Torah min Hashemayim is described like motor, like rain. It comes from the Shemayim, it comes down here. But like a tree, think what happens with the process. The rain comes down and is absorbed into the ground. The tree is able, through the roots, to take up, to absorb, to take up the rain, and then eventually produce fruit. It's a very simple process, but it's actually very profound. Because what's actually happening here is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us. He gives us Torah min HaShemayim, that's the rain. Motar, that comes down. Torah min HaShemayim. He gives it down here, la'aretz, to man who is on this world. And our job is to take that mayim, to absorb it as part of ourselves, the Torah and the mitzvahs, and to produce what? Peiros. To produce fruit in this world. What are the fruit? What does fruit represent? So anybody knows, everybody knows. Fruit is Torah Maisim Tovim. Mitzvahs are Maisim Tovim. This world is the place of work. The next world, you eat the fruit. It's all about peiros. Who produces the peiros? The Adam. Where do you get your nourishment from? From the Mayim, from the Torah. The Torah is the source of everything. But it's not simply that the water just automatically appears as a fruit. There's a whole process here. The tree, who's the Adam, needs to take in the Torah, needs to absorb, needs to be part of him, and then we produce fruit. Mitzvahs and Maisim Tovim, Torah and Maisim Tovim. This day, the Gemara says, Tu B'Shvat, is the day that Rav Gishmei Shana has fallen. The majority of the rain has now fallen, and now what begins to happen is that the sap starts to rise in the tree. That sap rising represents the fact that now Adam is starting to be poyel. That means he's starting to perform, he's starting to absorb this year's bracha. This year's bracha. In fact, today's date, Tu B'Shvat, has a specific kayach, a power, that from here on in, we're moving now towards Adar, and we're moving towards Nisan. The Pasuk says, V'haya ke'et shasul al palge mayim. Gideon Tehillim. Asher Ish, we speak about what does it mean to be a Yid. David HaMelech, the very first opening perek in Tehillim. Bahaya, you will be Asher Ish, Asher Halach, Ba'atzis, Roshoyim, etc. Bahaya, okay, Eich Shasol Apal Gemayim, you'll be like a tree. Shasol Apal Gemayim, you are planted by a river flowing with water. The water is the Torah. What does it say? There the Pasuk, Bahaya, okay, Eich Shasol Apal Gemayim, Asher Piriya Yitayim Be'itayim, you'll give your fruit in the right time. The leaves will never wither. That means that the Torah, and that pasuk also speaks about Torah Hashem lefsoi over Torah Yege yomam v'layla. The Torah of Hashem, Hashem gives us a great gift. Here it is. It's the Torah from Shemayim to Oretz. Now you Adam are also part of this. You are a tree. Take in that Torah. Absorb the Torah. Keep the Torah. Get involved in the Torah and produce peiros. Produce more Torah of your own, produce Torah, and produce mitzvahs. In fact, that's why, not for now, but that's why Devarim, Sefer HaDevarim, is actually the beginning of Devarim, which is the Makara of Torah Sheba'al Peh, because it's Moshe Rabbeinu's words, although they're the Dvar Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu speaks these words, Eile Dvar Shadibbe Moshe. The Pasuk says, what day was it? B'yom Ashtei Asa Chodesh, B'echor L'Chodesh. Moshe Rabbeinu speaks Devarim on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Rosh Chodesh Shvat is Beis Shammai holds is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon. We hold only on the 15th. Everyone agrees, in Shemayim, the process has already begun from Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Just we only feel it here in this world on the 15th. That's why we hold like Beis Hillel. But actually, it really started from Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Moshe Rabbeinu already speaking the words of Torah Sheba'al Peh, i.e. the Makor Torah Sheba'al Peh. Of course, those words are the Devar Elikim, because Moshe Rabbeinu had refined himself to such a state that he was able to be Mechavin to the Devar Hashem. He was a conduit for the Devar Hashem. Absolutely. But it's Moshe Rabbeinu's words, and yet at the same time it's the Dvar Hashem. When does that happen? Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Because the tree is absorbing the Torah min Hashemayim and producing peiros. That we are a tree ready to produce fruit. There's a massive difference if you have a mobile phone, and how long does your battery last? How long does it last? Some people, they've got a particularly bad battery, it doesn't go so long. Others can get 2 days, 3 days. I'm sure you'll be able to get some, you know, very soon, a whole week. But there comes a time where you have to just charge it. It just doesn't keep going. If you're not plugged in, if you're not charged, you're going down. The tree is something which is always consistently and constantly plugged in. It's always there, year in, year out, even in the winter. And we'll get to that shortly. The Dugma Sara Imenu, it says about Sara, the Hachana was fresh from one Erev Shabbos to the other. What was the great nace? It was fresh. You know what it means, it was fresh? It means everything was plugged into the source. When something is, when you pluck an apple from the tree or an orange, you know, it's come off the source, it's just now a question of time till it actually rots. It's going to take time, it's going to decay. But once it's on the tree, it's growing and growing. If you're plugged in, if you're rooted in the ground, you're growing consistently. Sara Imenu, her challah was fresh from one Erev Shabbos to the next because she was connected to the Makor HaChaim. She was connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing decayed. In fact, on Yom Tov, we say, when Klal Yisrael comes up on Yom Tov, they used to pick up the Shulchan and say, look, Klal Yisrael, Ruchi Baschem Lefnei HaMokim. Look at your love. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. That the lechem upon him was just as hot when you took it off as when you put it on. What does that mean? Just as fresh, because it means it represented the relationship was fresh, that we were connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So being a tree means to be rooted in the ground, to be connected to life itself, to be connected to the rain that comes Torah min Hashamayim, and to produce peiros. So Adam makes us Sada. We are a tree. That's what we're doing. This now already helps us understand why we are so set on this agricultural cycle of the year. Why do I have to know? What do I care? Am I a farmer? How many farmers were there? Oh, in the old day, everyone was farmers. Everybody was farmers. Why is it so important? And that is because the cycle of the year represents exactly where, what is the energy at this time of year? Where are we as the Jewish people at this time of year? Every time. The year is split into two. There are two halves of the year. There might be Av Rosh Hashanah, but two halves to the year. Nisan to Tishri. Nisan is the beginning of the spring, the summer, and then to Tishri, the end of that period. And then you have the winter period. Let's call it the winter, autumn, then winter coming out from Tishri to Nisan. These two halves, two opposite things are happening in the world. During the winter, look outside. During the winter what happens? The world starts to close down. The leaves fall off the trees. Everything is cold. It looks like the trees are dead. It looks like they're dead. Looks like that's what's happening. Then what happens again? Chodesh Ha'oviv starts to, everything starts to come back and blossom. The spring, then the summer, everything. Now we see the produce of the food, of the fruit. This process of darkness to light, of the two halves of the year, is exactly Golus to Geula as well. It's all Klal Yisrael's motions throughout the year mirror what's actually happening on a grand scale. That means this world is a world seemingly initially of Golus, where we are now, but we're going towards the days of the summer.
I once read a very authoritative article that said that without any trees, the whole world could not exist.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they are the basis of the whole ecosystem.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're taking carbon dioxide, and the whole earth could not exist without ecosystem.
Absolutely.
The
absolutely. So, what is the point, like this, the Yom Tovim, that means Yom Tov as we have them, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, that's all the summertime of the year. In other words, the brighter half of the year which is what we would call Chesed, that's the time of the year where everything is revealed. Things start to come alive again. During the winter times, it looks like everything's dying. The secret is, though, the secret is the secret of the tree. And the secret of this day. Why is this day, Tu B'Shvat, such a powerful day? Because this is the day where everything changes. Where the winter now starts to turn towards the summer. Tu B'Shvat. This is the moment. Rav Gishmei Shana, the rain has fallen, but now there's a transition. From today onwards, we now look towards Adar, Nisan, Shavuos, ultimately, because the payrays that come out at Shavuos time start today. The process begins today. What looks like the dead of the winter, the Chodesh Teves, which is a month of darkness, what looks like that when we come out of that is in Chodesh Shvat. Shvat now is the beginning. You don't see it on the outside. It's happening on the inside. but it's the beginning of the process of Geula. And that's why actually what happens on this day is so crucial, so critical. Because what's happening is, on the inside things are changing. It's a moment of transition. The Kedushas Levi says, an amazing thing. Kedushas Levi says, there are two Rosh Hashanahs that we know, Nisan and Tishrei. Now, we know that the world was created on Tishrei. Right? It's Machlokes, Rebbe Elazar be sure, when the world was created. Those that hold the world was created in Tishrei, when was man actually created? Rosh Hashanah. That means the world was created on the 25th of Elul. Elul. That's the 25th of Elul. 40 days before that, there's a concept of 40 days. 40 days before a child is born, there's a bas kol that goes out. Bas pleni leploni. There's the beginning of the new year. The new thing happens 40 days before that. 40 days before Chof Hei Elul is Tu B'Av. The 15th of Av. Tu B'Av is a critical moment because Tu B'Av is the day where the Churban finally had finished and now we see the beginning of the light towards Elul. The fixing of the Churban happens and it all begins on Tu B'Av. That was the day, it was the day where suddenly we realized there was hope. In fact, the Rambam writes, of all the reasons the Gemara brings for Tu B'Av, the Rambam writes one reason only in his Perusha Mishnayos. For him, that's the main reason. And that is that we're told that every year after Chet HaEgel, we know that every year in Chet HaMeraglim, after the Chet HaMeraglim, 40 years they had to be in the desert, everybody went and they dug graves on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av. They lay down, some people did get up and some didn't. They did this for 40 years. In the last year, everybody dug graves again and nobody died. They thought maybe they made a mistake. They did it again on the 10th, 11th, the 12th, 13th, 14th. By the 15th, they realized, no, the Gezerah has been annulled, and suddenly, Bitchu Ba'atzmon, they believed in themselves. And they believed that Rabbeinu Shalom still loves them and cares about them. And that's why it was an incredible Yom Tov. Because they saw suddenly there was hope. Tu B'Av is the moment where everything changes from Churban towards Rosh Hashanah. There's a possibility of coming back, and there's a Yom Kippur that can come as a result. That's 40 days before Chof Hei Elul. If we go to the other end, where we are now, the other Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah being Nisan. That means Chof Hei Adar would have been the creation of the world itself. 40 days before Chof Hei Adar, says the Kedushas Levi, is Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat is again the turning point. Now we move towards that creation of the world. There's a new creation happening, now is a turning point. You don't see it on the outside, but that's what's happening on the inside. That's why we say, if you look at the agricultural cycle, what are we learning from that? We're not just simply learning about trees and vegetables and plants. What we're learning is, this is the energy of the year. The outside world is simply reflecting what is going on. What's happening in the world? If you don't know what's happening, observe. See what's happening in the natural world, and it's telling you what's happening on the inside as well, in the spiritual world as well. And things are changing. From here on, the trees are moving towards producing peiros. That means we're moving towards Yitzias Mitzrayim and ultimately Kabbalah Satorah, that the peiros. That's the peiros of Ba'atzeres, al peiros Ilon. And that is why, let's get back to some of our questions. That is why the agricultural cycle is so important. It reflects the energy of the year. It means we have to know what are we doing. V'ahayah, it says, emunah sitecha. Emunah is zeroim. If you want to learn emunah, you learn it from zeroim. From the agricultural world. Why? You see emunah. You plant a seed, the seed's going to disintegrate, it's going to disappear, and yet what comes out at the end is something that is far greater than the seed itself. Well, isn't that life itself? We invest now, we don't see, and ultimately it looks like it's all death. And a person is planted in the ground, but what's going to be is Kom L'Tchiyah, there's going to be a Tchiyah Sanisim. What we learn from the outside world is there's this Kayach of renewal, of things that look like they're disintegrating, but really it's just creating a greater tomorrow. And let's get back to the Shechiyonu. I think this is the Pshat in the Shechiyonu. When we make a Shechiyonu on a fruit, it's not simply the fact that, oh wow, a star fruit. We're not so excited about a star fruit, but we should be. Because when you see a fruit, you're not just supposed to see the taste. Do you like the taste? Do you not like the taste? It's not about hana per se. It's about seeing in that fruit Shechiyonu, you see newness, chiddush. Look at this fruit. The tree looked like it was dead. The leaves fell off. It looked like it was the end. But what happened? Really, it took up the sap again and produced again another crop. So in the fruit, you're supposed to see Shechiyonu v'kiyumonu v'giyonu lazman hazeh. Lazman. This fruit helps you understand the cycle of the year. Zmanim. Wake up, look at this fruit. You see that it looked like it was all over, but really it was just producing another incredible crop. What a nace that you have in this fruit. It's not simply the taste. And therefore the Paiskim say, even if you don't necessarily enjoy the taste so much, you make a Shechiyonu. Because the Shechiyonu is on the cycle of the year. Lazman hazeh. You got to this time, you can see in the fruit, the fact that you see Tchias HaMesim in this fruit. That's what you should be seeing. When you look at a fruit, you're supposed to see Shechiyonu v'kiyumonu. That's why it's much easier to make it on a fruit, rather than, yes, your suit is to do with whether you enjoy it. Do you get an enjoyment or not? Your new washing machine, your new car, are you enjoying it or you're not enjoying it? That's to do with Hanah. But when it comes to fruit, it's more than simply just enjoyment. It's the realization that this is a Shechiyonu v'kiyumonu v'kiyonu lazman hazeh. That you can reach a zman, which is a cycle that looks like it's death, but really comes back to life. That is the incredible gift of what the fruit is. And that's what we say. We say, tzadik hatoma yifrach, ch'erez balavon in yisker. Look at all the lashonis used when it comes to what's going to be la'osid lovoy. Right, right now, in Mizmor Shilei Mashavas, we say, it looks like it's all over, b'frach v'shoyin k'may esev, but really, they're not going to be around. But the tzadik hatoma yifrach, Ke'erez balavon in yisker. And the Mepharshim say ke'erez, like an erez, a cedar tree. When you cut it down, it grows back again. It's not all over. You have the roots of the tree. When the tree is rooted in the ground, and you have a main trunk of the tree, then the branches can grow from there. It's not all over. Tzadik katama yifrach. And that is why the Yomim Tovim of the year, the Yomim Tovim Begilui of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, that's only on that half of the year, which is the, if you want to, for better, one of a better expression, the brighter side of the year. But the winter side has the Yomim Tovim of Hanukkah and Purim. And those are the Yomim Tovim where, on the contrary, Midrabanan, we understand, Mitoch HaChoshech, in the dark times, the seed has started. The growth is moving towards that time of the year. And that's why this day, the day of Tu B'Shvat, when the sap is now drawn up, and the tree becomes the Adam Eitz HaSadeh. The Adam Eitz HaSadeh is the person that has absorbed the Torah min HaShemayim, taken it into his roots, and is now producing peiros, understands that it's not simply about the fact that we're celebrating the birthday of the trees. It's not just, you know, happy birthday. What does that mean? It means this is the koyach, the energy of this time of year. The winter is now over, on the deepest level. That means now we're moving towards the summer. On the outside you don't see it, but we don't work from what it looks like on the outside. What's happening on the inside? The sap is being drawn up. That is the idea of Adam Eitz HaSadeh. That's the Shechiyonu v'kiyumonu v'gionu which we make on a fruit. Because we see in that fruit the renewal of all of Klal Yisrael. And that's of course the message of Tu B'Shvat. And where we're moving to, we should be Zoicha. That to take Tu B'Shvat, to be Zoicha to what comes after the Tu B'Shvat, the 15th of Shvat, to the 15th of Adar, which is also Purim, to the 15th of Nisan, which is Pesach, and that goes 15 and 15. We see all the Yom Tovim, Bezer Hashem, we should see many, many brothers.